Mini test 3. 1. Health.
Tinnitus. Hearing is a complex process involving bones, cells, and blood vessels. When these do not work correctly, some people may experience distracting humming, buzzing, ringing, or whistling sounds inside their heads. This perception of sounds, known as tinnitus, has frustrating implications. Not a disease itself, tinnitus is a symptom caused by various conditions. These may include injury due to loud noises or foreign objects, or ear infections. Millions of people experience tinnitus on some level, and by treating the underlying problem, it can disappear in a short period of time. Those suffering from it experience a ringing noise that is usually not an actual sound. The noise may be in one or both ears and varies in pitch and volume. In some cases, the sound is so loud it disrupts concentration or hampers proper hearing. People can suffer from two types of tinnitus, objective or subjective. Objective tinnitus is unique because, unlike most cases of tinnitus, patients suffering from it may have an audible sound emanating from their ears that a clinician can actually detect. This arises from muscle spasms around the middle ear, which can emit a clicking or cracking reverberation. Some experience a rhythmic throbbing, repeating in time to a pulse. Pulsatile tinnitus, usually objective in nature, is caused by altered blood flow or increased blood turbulence in proximity to the ear, resulting in the audible sound of blood moving through the veins. Objective tinnitus is very uncommon. Most people suffer from subjective tinnitus. Although there are many causes of subjective tinnitus, the most typical are conditions that can cause hearing loss, such as exposure to excessively loud noises or natural aging. These may have lasting effects or may only cause brief hearing problems. Other causes of subjective tinnitus can include lead poisoning, chemotherapy, and Lyme disease. The mechanisms of subjective tinnitus vary. Microscopic hairs located on the end of auditory cells in the ears can be bent or broken, thus misreading sound or sending signals to the brain of sound that is non-existent. Direct trauma to the ear can also create the ringing sound, but other causes are relatively unknown. Researchers recently introduced two categories of subjective tinnitus. Symptoms caused by disorders of the inner ear or acoustic nerve are otic. Somatic symptoms are caused by nerves within the head and brain, but outside of the ear. Although there are no specific cures for tinnitus, therapy and adequate rest often help the symptoms recede over time.